Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
During the busy holiday season, I found myself standing in line at the grocery store checkout, and I overheard a conversation in front of me. What was apparently an old friend of the couple in line ahead of me had stopped to talk to them, and the man in the couple referred to his wife as my better half. The friend who had stopped laughed and said, "My better half is my dog." Everybody laughed, and I thought it was kind of funny too, but then I got to thinking about it. I got to thinking about how many people who have gotten a dog or a cat or another animal with the idea that somehow this animal would complete them. Because that's what being a better half is about, isn't it? I mean, if we all feel complete as individuals already, then we don't need someone else, regardless of the species, to complete us. We're already whole. But particularly now, as more people think about the human-animal bond, strictly in terms of service animals or therapy animals, the idea that it is somehow the animal's responsibility to make us feel more whole, to complete us in some way, has become very common. The problem, of course, is that if we don't know that much about normal animal behavior, it's easy to think that any dog or any cat, any horse, any bird will do. The only criteria that animal needs to fulfill is that there's something about him or her that we find pleasing. Of course, if the animal lives up to our expectations, no problems arise. But the nature of my work is such that I realize that's not always the case. Sometimes I see mismatches that are so unrewarding for the human and the animal. I wish that there was a way that we could have something comparable to a no-fault divorce based on irreconcilable differences to apply at these times. But our society isn't like that, particularly when it comes to rescue animals. The vocabulary of the rescue industry makes it extremely difficult for many people to admit that they cannot handle this animal. That this animal is not only not their better half, this animal is making them feel more inadequate than they felt before. And the animal is miserable too, as the animal makes clear by his or her negative behaviors. But we're not allowed to do that. We're not allowed to say, "I want to end this relationship. We both tried our best, but we have irreconcilable differences." If we do, more often than not, there's someone out there who will want us to feel guilty. It's not a nice thing to do to a person under the best of circumstances. But to impose such a standard on those who feel vulnerable, who are seeking an animal to feel more complete, to help them like themselves, to help them feel loved when they think they're unlovable, to help them feel courageous when they think they're a coward, that's not a nice thing to do to either the humans or the animals involved. And it certainly has nothing to do with a quality human-animal bond.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.